Hi, my name is Wayne Watson, and I am a personal and executive leadership coach. If you ask most people what their biggest personal goal is, they will probably look at you with a quizzical look and reply, "You know, I don't really know." Though most people never ask themselves what it is they really want, they will admit that they oftentimes feel that something is missing without being able to put their finger on it. This short visualization may help you discover what it is you should be really striving for in your life. So find a comfortable place to sit or lay down and close your eyes. During this exercise, I want your breathing to be in the following cadence. I want you to breathe in through your nose for 6 seconds into your diaphragm. Hold your breath for 2 seconds and exhale for 6 seconds again through your nose. Before we start the visualization, I want you to take 5 deep breaths into your diaphragm. Now imagine that you can fly and that you are flying over your hometown. You notice that there are cars in a parking lot beside a building that seems familiar to you. As you get closer, you decide to explore further. You walk into the building and realize that you know everybody there, but that nobody seems to recognize you. As you enter a large room, you find that people are gathered around the casket. You walk down the front of the room and look inside the coffin and come suddenly face to face with yourself. You are attending your own funeral service. All these people present have come to honor you, to express feelings of love and appreciation for your life. As you take a seat and wait for the services to begin, you look at the program in your hand. There will be 3 speakers. The first will represent your family, and this person will speak about what kind of spouse, parent, sibling, and child you were. The second speaker is one of your friends, someone who will give them a sense of what you were like as a person. The third speaker is someone from your workplace who will speak to your leadership qualities. Now visualize and think deeply. What would you like each of these speakers to say about you and your life? What kind of husband or wife, father or mother, would you like their words to reflect? What kind of friend would you like to be remembered for? And what kind of leader were you? As you think about this, take 3 more deep diaphragmic breaths and then slowly open your eyes. Now I want you to write down what you would like these people to have said about you. Your eulogy should include 3 short paragraphs, 1 for each of these 3 roles. Remember, it is what you would want them to say and not what you would think that they would say. What this exercise should be doing is helping you identify the person you want to become. Who you strive to be and not what you want others to believe you to be for now. Your eulogy should be your personal legacy. The results of this exercise should help you identify the goals you may wish to attain to help you become the person you want to become. A coach can accompany you on your pursuit of these goals. I hope this has been helpful to you, and please take the time to check out my website at www.waynewatsoncoach.com. Good luck, and thank you very much for listening.